is a fundamental issue in Tanakh, maybe one of the most fundamental issues in Tanakh b'chlal. And we'll do so by examining a number of sukkim all over Tanakh that deal with concrete actions that were taken by Nevi'im. And these concrete actions that were taken by them, they're known as, in Hebrew, ma'asim simliyim. That's the language that they use in modern Hebrew to describe these kinds of actions. And these actions apparently are a portent for the future. And almost as if one sees through these actions, and we'll see in a moment, I'll just give you a few examples. So if you have your Tanakh with you, we can now begin our exploration. We'll start with Yirmiyahu HaNavi, imperative test of Yirmiyahu, where the Navi is told the following. Let's start from the very initial psukim. Ko amar Hashem, you have the perikir test pasagal. Ko amar Hashem, halof mekanisa, bakbuk yotzeh charetz. He was told to purchase a bakbuk. Everyone knows what a bakbuk is. A bottle made by a individual who manufactures charetz. Notice the word charetz is spelled with a sin, but the Tanakh, the sin, and the samach, and the metathesis. So it's a kli charetz.
Is there a reason why
he
did that?
Yeah, in Tanakh it's very common. I don't know what the reason is exactly, but the sin and the samach are osios mischalfos. And this is the message that he's supposed to deliver. Shimuz v'Hashem malchi Yehuda v'Yoshua Yisholayim. I mean, pasuk gimel of Perek Yates. Hashem is going to obviously punish that particular place. And unfortunately, this relates to Yerushalayim Rakodesh and the like. Because Jews are involved in idolatry. And continuing on our merry way, the Navi indicates in Pasuk, I'm skipping a little bit, going on to Pasuk Yud, the Navi is told, V'shavarta ha-bakbuk le'inehu anoshim ha'ochim osach. Then you're going to break this bakbuk. And the message that follows in Yud Aleph, V'amartu aleim ko'am ha-shem tzvakos, kocha eshbor esam azeh, v'yasair azos kasher yishbor es kli ha-yotzer. Just as the kli is being broken, so too the city and the nation, the inhabitants of the city are going to be broken. There's no way it's going to be undone, negated. And as a result, Yerushalayim Pasuk Yud Gimel is going to become a komatopes. So this is the bakbuk that's being broken, and then the message that is clear regarding the broken bakbuk. Turn now to Perek Yud Gimel, a bit earlier, in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. I'll just give you seven or eight examples. There are literally tens and tens of such examples that can be given throughout Tanakh. In Perek Yud Gimel of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the very beginning, Ko amar Hashem elai, halach mekanisa lecha ezar pishtim. He's told to purchase, what is an exor?
Sash.
Which is? A gartel. I can use the term.
A girdle.
A gartle. Maybe the two are related, I don't know.
Sure.
Visamta masnecha, place it on your loins, uvamayim mosaviyeh, which are not coming into contact with water. Vaeknes o ezo kidvar Hashem, vasim al masna, he carries out the directive of Hashem. Vaid vashem ilay shem yisrael, kachas o ezo ashekal yisrael, asher al masnecha, vikum lek prasa, go to the Euphrates, vitamei ushom in the kikasola. Where should it be placed? In the Euphrates, Biniki Kasala, meaning Sala refers to a rock.
In the
crag of a rock. Correct.
Excellent.
After an extended period of time, the word Mikates is after its kufa. I spoke about it once. Yamin Rabin is a language that's found many times in Tanakh, and always refers to an extended period of time. The Ramban and Chumash discusses this. We are in Parsha Shmos, if you recall.
Vayamim harabim mahen. Vayamas melech mitzvayim. Vayam kum neisam ben avoda vayizokim. Matal shamasim melechim ben avoda. There, the Ramban over there. So here at the end of an extended period of time, Hashem tells him, go back to the phrase, V'kachem shem ha-seizah, asher tzidisich ha-letav no-shem, v'elech prasa v'echpor. He has to literally do some digging. V'kachem ha-seizah, v'namak ma-shem tamantu shama, v'inein nishchas ha-seizah. What happened to it? It was essentially destroyed. Lo yitzlach lakol. It had no use anymore, no functionality. Ha-yit v'asher v'elech l'orkom ha-shem, kocha ashris es gom Yehuda, yes, go Yerushalayim Arad. Again, a Nehuah directed against Yehuda and against Yerushalayim, against the people. Again, the issue is Avodah Zarah. Read the next few Pesukim. Yud Yud Alpha. Omar Zeha Ra. Hamiyan Mishmuas Dvarai. Ahotam Mishmuas Sliba. Vayochach Vayelun Achim Liyavdom. Yusach Alaslam. Vayike Ezer Azeh. Asher Vayitzlach Lakor. And then just the next two or three Pesukim. Yud Aleph. Ki Kasher Yidbakor Ezer El Masle Ish. Hashem essentially was attached to us. We were bonded to him. And the Ezer is symbolic of that bonding. The Ezer is a belt. Let me just finish the Tzukim. The Ezer is a belt that signifies that bonding, that connectedness of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. We were because of our wayward behavior. So, in effect, what's going to happen, our pride, or if you will, hubris, which is expressed in the language of Gaon Yehuda and Gaon Yerushalayim, is going to be negated and undone. So here again we have a silly action, a specific concrete action, and again it portends events which are clearly not of a very positive nature. Yeah?
There's a little side point, but why throughout Nach is Yerushalayim agreed without a Yud in Lamed
and Mem? And the answer to that question is that in Tanakh, Chlal, is Yerushalayim ever spelled with Yud?
I guess not.
Show me where. And let me, if you possibly can, if you bring one of Rav Shechter's svarim, not the Rav Svarim.
Right,
one of our Shechter Svarim. The blue one, the velvet blue.
Eretz
HaTzvi. What's the other one called? Ikvi Atzom. I don't recall which one it is. You can bring Rav. It's probably Ikvi Atzom, I suspect. Bring Ikvi Atzom. I'll show you a very fascinating Ha'ara. Rav Shechter writes related to this question. But I'm asking you a question first, whether anywhere in Tanakh, take a look while you're waiting, while we're waiting, take a look to see if you find anywhere in Tanakh Yerushalayim spelled with a Yud.
So the question is, why do we use a Yud?
The question is, does a Yud ever used? And the reason why I want to point that to you, because it's something that not everyone is aware of. I believe Rav Shechter has a Ha'ara on the matter, and I saw a number of years ago.
It doesn't really say, it doesn't say Yerushalayim ever in, or Eretz Yisrael, in actual, in the Torah.
Torah does that ever?
Is the word Yerushalayim found in the Torah?
No.
Something like that. What?
No,
the Torah is not found. The five books of Moses. The Pentateuch.
I don't
believe
you mentioned Rahman.
That's the argument of the kings.
But it's found all over Tanakh, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And so you have a Malkishelei Melech Sholeim. We're talking about a Rashi and Chumash. Malkishelei Melech Sholeim, when Silecha Bayoyin, Vu Kayin Mekel Elyon, Vayvachay Vayema, Baruch Hashem Mekel Elyon, Kami Shemayim Oretz, Baruch Kel Elyon, Shemikin Tzorecha Biyadecha, Vayitem Lo, Maaser Mikol. Here it is in Perek Yudalid. So Rashi Kavnis Melech Sholeim says, Rashi, what are we referring to? The Ramban actually is the one who says it, I believe, openly, no? Here's the Ramban. Malkizel Melech Sholeim, Yiyu Sholeim. Ke'inin Shinema, he calls the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tehillim Ayivo. Vayihi V'Sholeim Suko. Thank you very much, Ashokar. Since you raised the question, I'll just mention a very fascinating Ha'ara. Oh, we're getting somewhere. We're making progress.
I don't know.
But it's important to learn Tanakh.
Can't find it.
That's the one sees from over
there. It says it in
the Tanakh. I think it was a yet there. I'm not sure.
Maybe you'll just put it off for a second until I find it. I don't want you to waste your time.
Oh, here. Oh, it doesn't have a yud here. It says in your shalim.
Doesn't have
a shalom,
it is.
So it doesn't have
an ikah. Right, I asked you a question, whether anywhere in Tanakh,
I mean, in Echad doesn't have it.
Your shalim spelled with a yud. That's what I asked you. As a result of the wonderful ha'orah that we just heard. That's the shayla.
That's
how do you spell Yerushalayim when you write it in the ksuba where it's more nogeya halacha lemaisa? Ksuba people are pretty medakte.
It's a matter of control.
How do you write the ksuba? And the question is, do you write Yerushalayim with a yud or without a yud? Since in Tanakh it's spelled without a yud, as you have noticed.
Isn't it spelled without a yud for the whole drasha? There's two Yerushalayims.
Not true. Your friend is Gemara Tainis.
Shamala
Shamata,
that whole thing.
That's Gemara Tainis.
Yeah, isn't that
anyway, right? One second. I don't know why I can't find it now. Actually, I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, and
Gil says
the
best game.
Where?
When
it says
the
Tarmac.
Asher
Hagla,
Yerushalayim.
I know I've seen it before.
Where are you?
Asher Hagla.
It's
said. Yerushalayim, Asher Hagla, sir.
Yerushalayim, Asher Hagla, sir.
Okay, I'll have to look for this. I'm sorry, I can't find it right this moment. You remind me, okay? About this, since you asked the question. Just a little where I saw it.
Is there a difference between the Bema?
Okay, the question is, what exactly is the rule of thumb regarding this matter?
I'm saying, is Yerushalayim in all Hebrew spelling, or is it only in like Esther, or
Daniel?
Is that
just some
time?
I want to go on because I'm not going to cover anything if I just focus on this, but I will try to believe that they're fine where it is. I know he has an hour about this matter, so I just want to know where it's at. Chabal Chabal. I don't think it's in here as far as I know. I could be wrong. Okay, let's go on. So here.
This particular
image is read as Yahweh. Why was
Hashem
having
to perform
a
physical thing, symbol for himself?
I'm sorry?
Is nothing. What does he need the physical
world I will discuss that in a few moments. That's exactly what I'm headed for. So I wanted just to show you a few other places. I can show you, as I said, little umpteen places where you had this concept. But I want to show you a few. And so now the next I told you was in Yahweh. Where was I up to? I did Yud Gimel. Okay, so now look at Yirmiyahu Nun Aleph. Perek Nun Aleph of Yirmiyahu. And there you'll see something of a similar nature. Here's a parak that talks about the Churban of Babel. Hashem is going to destroy Babel. And we're going to about the Filas Babel. I'm not going to read the entire parak. What I will read is just the end of the parak, which is Psukim Nun Ches and Nun Tes. The whole parak describes the destruction of Babel. Even though Babel initially had been utilized by Hashem to basically punish the Umas HaOlam and punish Klal Yisrael, as you know from the Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of this parak, the pasuk Nun Ches and Nun Tes, you have the following message: Kom Hashem Tzvakos Chomos Babel Harachava Arer Tis Arar Ushare Agvon Ba'ish Yitzatu. Yigu amin b'deirik ul'umim b'deyesh v'yayifu hadavar shetzilu yimiyo anavis suaya b'neviya b'machseya b'lachta tzikyom lach Yehuda Babel b'shnas rabiyas l'malko v'suaya sa'am enuchel ayichel yimiyo z'kol avar shetavu v'babel sefer echad. Yimiyo writes down the nevuah that Hashem told him regarding what's going to happen to Babel. It's called avar mir laksum v'babel v'yam yimiyo suaya kibracha Babel v'ra'isa v'karasa. It's called avar v'ayla. You're going to read this entire Nebuah when you come to Babel. V'yamata Hashem atah dibarta l'makom hazeh l'achriso. Hashem, this is what you indicated is going to happen. Babel will be destroyed. V'bilta heres bo yoshe l'mi'alim ha'me'emah. There will be no inhabitants. K'shim mos olam tiyeh. It's going to be desolate. V'hoyo k'chalos chalik u'asah sefer hazeh. Tikshor olam evin. V'shlach lo toch ha'pras. When you finish reading the Nebuah, you'll take a stone, tie it to the Nebuah, throw it into the Euphrates. V'yamarta, Pasuk Samach Dalet, Kocha Tishka Babel. Just as the Eben, which is weighted down, is going to sink the Nevuah, so too Babel is going to sink, V'lo Tokum, it will not rise again. Ne'arash, Arach, Ne'evi, Alev, Yo'efu, Adhena, Dibre, Yimiyo. The same idea is found also looking at Yishayo, since we're going around a little bit. Yishayo, Perachof, I believe it is. So in Perachof, Yishayo, the Navi also has the following Nebuah, very striking Nebuah. Pasuk Perakuf, the very beginning. It's a small parak, one of the shortest parak in the Tanakh. Bishnas bo tartan, ash doda, bishloch asu, sagom, melach ashur, vayilocha, vayashno, vayilkoda, vayilkoda, vayisa yidim, ashabi, ashur, vayilom, zayim, alaych. What is Yishayahu told to do? Upitachta hasak miyam masnecha, vinalcha tachalot miyam aglecha, vayaz kein, Halach, Aram, Biachayf. How's he walking around?
Naked.
Correct, in his birthday suit. The Navi Shayo. And barefoot. Pitachta Hasak, Miyam Masnecha, means he's wearing a sock. And that should be now loosened. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Hashem Kasher Halachadi Yishayahu Aram B'Yachev Shalosh Shanim. How long a period of time was he in his birthday suit?
3 years.
Walking about. Osum Mofis of Mitzrayim Yalkush. Kein Minhag Melech Ashur Reshvi Mitzrayim Es Golos Kush Nahar Meskenim Aram B'Yachev. That's what's going to be with them. V'chasuf Eshes Eras Mitzrayim. Chasuf Eshes means they are, shall we say, posterior will be exposed. The Chatum Bavoshu Mikush Mabatom U'Mitzrayim Tifatom. It's amazing how in heaven's name can Yeshayahu walk around the Navi in such a fashion in his birthday suit. 3 years. Turn to Hosea, Perek Aleph, and the Tzvayasa. Hosea is the first in the Tzvayasa. It's found on page Tavkuf Lamed Aleph. You have the same Navi that I do. You do, I think. No?
Yeah.
Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya Hoshea Ben Be'eri Bimei Uziyah Yosef Macha Zechizkiyah Malach Yehuda Bimei Yerach Men Yorash Malach Yisrael Tchilas Dibar Hashem Hoshea. Of course, the Gemara in Bavasra. Vayom Hashem Hoshea Lech Kach Lecha Eishe Znunin V'yalde Znunin. What is he told to do?
Take a harlot.
Take a harlot. Go find a prostitute as a wife. V'yalde Znunin. Kizano tizne haaretz miachmei Hashem. Vayel vayikach es gomer vas nivloye vata vatidu lo ben. She gives birth to a child. Vayel vashem elon kroshmo Yisrael ki yom ma'ad. Ufakat izmei Yisrael abes yehu vishbati mamchus beis Yisrael. I'm going to destroy the mamchus beis Yisrael. Vayel 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 vishavad vizkesh Yisrael vayel vizrael. Vata ro vatidu vas. Now she gave birth to a daughter. Kroshmo, what's her name? Lo Ruchama. Her name is? Not?
It's pretty interesting.
Kilo, Silo, Arachim is based in Israel. No longer will Hashem have pity on Paul Yisrael. Lo Ruchama.
These are real things? It's really happened?
That's exactly the question I'm asking.
No.
In all of these cases, in Yirmiyahu three times, Yishayahu once, in Hosea, I'll just continue. Look at Yechezkel, since I'm having a nice tour of Tanakh, why not? Yechezkel, Perek Avdalin.
Ago.
Perek Avdal of Yechezkel, Pasuk Tes Vav, page Tav Peches. Daniel, that's for you, because we have the same Tanakh. Vayidvar Hashem Elai Lemor, Ben Adam, Hinni Yolkech Mecho, Asmachman Yenecha B'Mageiko. What does Hashem tell him? Your wife's going to die. Will Otisba, will Otivke. Don't eulogize her. Don't cry. Let not a tear be shed. Hey, Onik Dom. Of course, it's a Gemara in Vayikotin. Hey, Onik Dom. You have to be quiet. Mason, Eva Lotase, no Avelus. Put on your tefillin. Put on your shoes. Losate al Sofam. Vadabri Alam Babokem. Pasu Yiches. Vatomas Ishti Vayerev. His wife died. Well, ask about it.
Is this the
woman
she took in being
a parent?
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is the woman. I'm reading now, Pasuk Yud Tes Tav Chav Aleph. Vayomru Elai, Alot Tagid Lo Ki Ata Oseh. What's going on? V'omar Lehem Dvar Hashem Oyo Elai Lehem Hashem appeared to me. Emor Lo Beis Yisrael, Ko Amar Hashem. Elokim, Hinni Mechalos Mikdashi, Gaon Ruslem, Machmal Inechem, Machmal Nafshechem. What is the Beis HaMikdash to us? Like a wife. Just as Hashem took away the wife of Yechezkel, He's going to take away our wives, the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, v'chulu v'chulu. And we should follow suit. Just as He did not practice Avelus, we should not practice Avelus. Pesukim Chabbeis, Chav Gimel, put on tefillin, wear shoes, don't cry, don't eulogize. Yechezkel is your role model. Was a parent Dalal Yechezkel? 1 second. I still have a few more to go. I have about 30 cases.
So I'm only going to try to separate.
We do
more than
Beis HaMikdash.
What? He's telling you not to.
Telling you not to. Parent Dalal.
So I'm saying that this implies that you shouldn't.
1 second. Parent Dalal Yechezkel Pasuk Aleph. Take a brick. Engrave on the brick a map or the city of Yerushalayim. Nasat alem batzor, ubanis alem doye, v'shafat alem solala. What are you going to do now? Place a siege. Build a doyek. What's a doyek? We are in Yechezkel Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. Okay.
Our school translated as a siege tower.
Yes. V'shafat alem solala. And he's told further in Pasuk Gimel, "V'atok kachla nachas barzav nosal pasuk kir barzav v'chav in ha'ir, v'achinos is panach e'lechav, v'oisav ha'motzav v'tzav to'olea osi le'beis yisav." Very nice. Now here's the part I'm interested in. Pasuk Dalet. "V'atok, you Yechezkel, shchav al tzidcha ha'smoli, lie down on your left side. V'samtas ha'mo v'tzisav olam." How long should you lie down? Correspond to the number of days, v'svar yamim, asher tishkav al tzisav ha'monam, and not to expiate for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Vani nasati l'chashnei abonon l'Yisrael yamin. How many days? Shlosh b'yos v'tishim yom. Lie down for 390 days. V'nasasa abo beis Yisrael. And that's how you'll carry the sin of Klal Yisrael. V'chilisa zeila, once you finish 390, now you can move to the other side. V'shachab zal tzitcha yamon yishen is nasasa abo beis Yehuda. Here it's only 40 days. Yom Hashanah, Yom Hashanah.
That's about the 410.
Nisatim Loch. And what does he tell him? What should you do when you're lying there for 390 plus 40? Which is a total of
430.
Excellent. Pasuk Tes. Yatok Kakakal Chidim Asurim Rapul Vadoshim Vidokha Makusim Vasatisam Kliyakam Yasisam Kama Lochem. You're going to take all these types of barley and millets, what have you, legume family, and that'll be your bread. 390 days, that's what you're going to have for your meal. And he tells you even, again, down to the pratim, pite pratim, and therefore, Pasuk Gimel, Hashem, that's what they're going to have when they are going to be, shall we say, where? Among the nations of the world in Golos.
But they sing you before the Beit HaMikdash was around? Because the Beit HaMikdash the first... This,
obviously.
I'm guessing this is the first...
Yes, that's what we were talking about, of course, before. So here we have many examples, and there are many other examples I could show you in Yoshua, Perches. I'm not going to... I jotted that for myself a lot of places. In Shemos Yudayim, that's probably more famous to you, but there's a song about it. I know it's in the Mishnah of Shoshana. The Mishnah, the Holy Kashayor, Moshe Yadu, the Governor of Israel, the Hashir, the Yadu, the Governor of Amal, the Yadu, the Shalach, the Day Moshe Kvedi, the Yadu, 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 the So there, the Adayim of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does the Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah? The Chiyadu, Shem Moshe, Ois, Ois, Milchamo, Oh, Shem Gros, Milchamo, something like that. I'm not for the great singers, that's for sure. Ella calls much his son a stocking puppy. Malo, Adim Shashamayim, Menatsvim. Imla, they're going to lose the battle. So too by the eye, Perchas and Yeshua. Ella, you're familiar with all this. A man of Tanakh. So there, Yeshua used the
keystone.
They had no, don't forget, they had no Machshir Kesher. Mazen Machshir Kesher. Mazen Machshir Kesher, Yerith. Yerith Kala. What's the Machshir Kesher? What? No, Machshir Kesher.
Like good, good.
Kind of telephone. Yeah, the Machshir Kesher. So how do we go about directing traffic in the Luchama and I? The answer is through the Kidon, through a spear. Do you remember that? This is Tanakh. You must learn Tanakh. The Vom Shutin. Okay. Without getting into all the other examples, I now want to share with you a Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rambam. Maybe one of the most famous Machlokes in the Rambam, Rambam. They're all famous. Why did I Xerox it for you? Because I didn't have time. And I was busy with having Mickey Mark.
What now?
As usual. Could you do it very quickly? One second, but you must do it very, very quickly. Maybe just do this. I don't have to do the whole thing. I said, well, just do these two pages. The Moran Ruchim. And that'll be sufficient. And one more thing. This is the Ramban. Hold it. Let me see. Do I have the Ramban?
I have it.
What did I do? This is the either side. You can just make an either side. Thank you. Meanwhile, I will tell you over that this Pesukim Tanakh, the question that you raised is the real question that we should discuss. Did these events really happen? Or was it all a dream? So you can imagine, knowing the Rishonim that you know, most of Rishonim assume that what? It happened. With the exception of one Rishonim. Rav indicates that clearly there are events here that are absolutely incomprehensible, inexplicable, irrational, unconscionable, not well-grounded, and the whole thing clearly was a chaloyim nevuah. And you have a similar machlokes. I assume you're familiar with this, having learned Ramban al Tera. I imagine you probably went to the Ramban al Tera by now, I hope. Anyway, so the beginning of Vayera, the well-known machlokes of Ramban, namely, when Malachim come along, and of course the Gemara says in Bava Tzia that they serve them tongue with mustard, chadal. Did that happen? So what does the Ramban say? Of course it happened. What does the Ramban say? Absolutely not. And in a similar vein, Yaakov Avinu struggled with the Esav Shel Esav. Is it possible to struggle with the Malach? A Malach who is incorporeal. Is it possible to go ahead and have a struggle, a wrestling match with the incorporeal being? And what does the Ramban say? Yes. What does the Ramban say?
No.
Absolutely not. Of course, the Abba Bel, then asked the Ramban. So if that's the case, why is he limping? And the answer, of course, is the Abba Bel, psychosomatic.
Wow.
Are you familiar with that? Yes, it could have an impact, psychosomatic.
Like you're psychologically, you can't, like...
How do Rishonim who...
These are Rishonim talking.
I'm saying, how do Rishonim say that this stuff actually happened in Spring of Moshe? And
they
take away from
poetry?
What does that mean?
So now let's take a look at the Rishonim that
signs.
I thought you were going to tell me what you should have told me, but you didn't tell it to me. Ellie, you, especially you, of all the people. But you, I expect to tell me. By the way, this clearly supports the position of the Ramban. The Ramban holds throughout Tanakh, not just in the Torah. But in reality, Ramban is saying shot throughout the Tanakh. And that is what principle does the Ramban enunciate in the Lach Lecha? Which is not to throughout Seder Bereishis. Thank you. Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. That's right, it's like Alabez. Anyway, so on page here, on this page, everyone look at this page, the other side of that Babanel, or whatever. You just did one side?
This side.
Why didn't you do this side too? I gave you two sides. Yeah, because this side is very quickly, because I have to depart in about 15 minutes. I have passengers I have to take. What?
Just the passengers or just problems of Bechemesh?
I have to meet someone in Bechemesh. What do you think? I'm always in a transitory mode.
What was with Mickey Mark?
Is it your affair? You're asking. Well, you know what they say, curiosity killed the cat.
Satisfaction. Satisfaction for that.
You don't want to do that, it would not be a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Especially a man of your stature.
What?
According to Rambam, what's the point?
He's back already. He's so quick, that guy, I can't deal with him. What?
The people involved in the symbols is all true.
One second. I will try to discuss it. But look at this page, the one that's being given out right now by Rafi. Vayavra Avram Baratz Ab Mekom Shchem is one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash. There's a lot to talk about this Rambam. I'm only going to say one aspect of it. Omer L'chol Klal, Tavon Osa B'chol HaParshas HaBoz, are you following? I'm going to tell you a Klal, to understand that all the Parshas HaBoz B'in 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 HaBoz Whatever happened to the others is a portent for the future, organs for the future. You know the whole discussion that Yitzhak had with the Be'eros that was dug and then stuffed up by the Plishtim. Why is the Torah so marak with that? The Yachshav Achol Shibayim Kilohim Dvarim Yisorim. Amen, tell us. The average person reads it, what does he say? What's the point? It's superfluous. It's tautological. V'kulam boim l'lamin al-osi. The Ramban says, no. They all come to teach about the future. Namely, what does the Ramban say about the Be'eros? Let's see if anyone knows the Ramban. Eli. I can only rely on you. I have nobody else to rely on. What are the names of the Be'eros? And the names are number one, Be'er number one, Be'er number two, Be'er number three. Number three, Rehobos. Number two, I'm sorry?
What are those?
Ma, Keshel and Be'er Sheva. No, what are the names of the book in the Chumash? You must learn Chumash. There are three Be'eros that were dug. What are the names of the Be'eros? The Ramban sees in these Be'eros.
Which parish?
Sitna.
Correct. And what's the first one? Where they're having Machlekes, Asek, Sitna, and Rehobos. Ezra, what you're referring to, comes after. Not wrong. The other Sarah Chavah. But that's Be'er Sheva. But you have Asek, Sitna, and Rehobos. Says the Ramban, these three essentially correspond to events in Jewish history. Asek refers to where we're having a struggle. Sitna, certainly, is from the language of Satan. And finally, at the end of, shall we say, everything, we're eventually going to come to a situation of what? Of Rehobos. Rehobos means Kiyichem Hashem Lanu Farina Baretz, Rechal Yisrael will prosper. But along the way, there'll be a major struggle, a telling struggle. That's what Maisel and Sivan Abad, that's what Jewish history is all about. You know the Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk of Kukosai? You must see the Rosh Hashanah, where Jews actually, there's a pattern of Jewish history. We are banished from a particular country, we go to another country, initially it's difficult, after a while we get to prosper and to succeed economically, what have you. And after a period of time, what happens there? They develop anti-Semitism, and Nachamol, the whole process repeats itself, we're thrown out. So the Meshachochma writes, Jews who came to Germany thought, says Meshachochma, should Berlin be Yerushalayim? They thought Berlin was Jerusalem. That they were so prosperous prior to the Nazi ascension. Oh, I'm sorry?
Yes, I said the joke.
And there he almost predicts the Nazi Holocaust. Anyway, the same thing happened to Yitzchak. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak was successful. Vayelech holoch v'gadel ad ki gadal miyod. Right before this. Vayelech mignei tzon v'mignei bakar v'avud ha-rabo v'yikamer osol plishtim. And then you have the story of the Chalav Eros. Chalav Eros is Shechavu. May I remember it? Sipu plishtim v'yimano bakar. V'yom ha-melech ha-yitzchak. Lech me'yimano ki yatzat v'yimano miyod. Get out of here. V'yelech mishav Yitzchak. V'chol v'chol. So our mind continues. They all come to teach you about the future. The future. When something happens, he's both in the middle of the Zara. Right away, he sees in it the future. Bida. He called Zera Sirin, Kasha Tetsi Vivak, Zera Paul Dinium, Tiak Zera, Miskayamas Al Koponim. That line needs a lot of explication, which I'm not going to do right now. But okay. Yasu and the Nevi'im, Maise Binavuos. What do the Nevi'im do? Concrete actions. Kimanga Yibio. Shetziva the Baruch, he told Baruch ben Neviah, he's told me, Vayyaka Haloi Saliku, as Dibi Asim Razer, Tikshur Alabebe, Mishachna on top Pras, Yamar de Kocho, Tishon Kabavel. You remember we just read that? So that's exactly what the Ramban says, is part of Maisin of the Siva the Baruch. Just like the Eben will sink with the Megillah, but the Nebuah so too Baba will sink. The Chayin and Elisha, Vanichu Zohar Al Keshes, I can read that one. Vayyam Elisha, etc. And the same thing applies as well to all the other examples that I gave you. Yishayahu walking around in his birthday suit, again, an indication of portent of what's going to be. And so the Rabban understands the Pesukim literally. Lepika chesed ha-kodesh baruch hu zabam ba'aretz v'asal ha-divyonos v'chal ha-asal v'asal v'zara v'ha v'enzeh. That's what the Rabban says. He writes it again on the bottom of the page at the end of Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Vayechi. If you want, you can read it. Now turn around and turn to the Gemara Nevuchim of page Reis Amud Zayin, Rabbi Yosef Kapach. Rabbi Yosef Kapach, let me just get this, if you don't mind. Now you have here, the Rambam disagrees, he says it's all Misholim Nevuyim. It's all Chalayim Nevuah. And he gives you many examples from Yecheskel, other examples, but I'm reading the box that I put on Reis Amud Zayin. You see the box? The last five, 6 lines on Reis Amud Zayin, left hand side. V'chalila lakel sheyases nevi'ov lag v'keles l'nevolim. God forbid that Hashem should do what? Makes the Nevi'im into a laughing stock. And it tells them to do what kind of things? Silly, ridiculous things. Besides the Averis involved. Marrying a Zayna. That's not exactly a very nice thing for a Jewish boy to do. To go to Harlots. Walk around in your birthday suit. Hanavi. Yishayom. Lepishu haya koyim v'chayim shnei lamin al kol pas zokan or pas rosh. Elo kol zeh haya b'mar nebuah. Now look above the box where it says they have number 11. You see 11? Uchshem shehu ra b'mar salakim shu nistav alachta b'kir. This is the Cheskel Hanavi. Lishikonis. V'yem ha-shenas ha-shom. V'chotak v'yem ha-shehizki b'mar salakim. It's all b'mar nebuah. V'nichnas v'machteres v'ra v'ashera v'kol zeh b'mar nebuah. Kach. V'ashom alo b'yato kach v'levein lo b'yato shchav al-tzit ha-svali. Lying the left side for 390 days. You have to count the chidim esayin. The chema shavu'ah. The avad rosh hashanah calls him a man nevuah. Rosh uasas amaisim. Hashem nistavel aseisam. But God permit it to be taken literally. Furthermore, next page. Reish samaches. V'kacham yoyimah. V'homer kashalach adi yishayahu arim yachay. Lo hayazel v'maras alokim. Ela shetoim chalushi ha'igoyon. Those people who are lacking a few gray area, gray matter upstairs in their cranium. Making a mistake. The Chosin with Damim Shalavi Misapish and Misav and Asas Kach Beosla. They understand that the Navi is saying to do something like that, and they did it. The Kach Sipesh and Misav and Achter Asakir, Hashem Abayis, Oyev Bababel. It's all Maris Elokim. Abu Mavin also has Maris Elokim. He brings Vayis from Sukim. Kach Ani Omer. Next paragraph. The Tzivush and Misav and Bodim Yom. Did one of the Ezra Bepras. Take the Ezra and put it in the Euphrates, and he did it. And then he finds afterwards the mitzvah shekvar nirka v'nifsa kala mishalom halolo b'mar nevuah. V'lo yotze yimiyom eretz yisrael l'babel. V'lo ra pras. He never left eretz yisrael. Never saw the Euphrates. V'kach amar l'yoshea. Kach la'ish yiznunim v'yal yiznunim. V'lo zeh pasha. The old pasha taking a harlot. A prostitute. Later say yilodim p'yashim haseim plenty and plenty. Hakob b'mar nevuah. Then he goes on and on. The Rambam is very well. Comes out of the this page, one that I did not underline too carefully. I have an old Rav Avinel in Hosea, and he takes issue with the Rambam. It's not just the Rambam Shita, who else holds like this? The Ibn Ezra. The Darkah Bakedish has a similar Shita to the Rambam. All the other Rishonim are holding. And the Rav Avinel has difficulty with the Rambam. By the way, Rav Avinel generally defends the Rambam. He's one of the biggest defenders of the Rambam. Rav Avinel can do it. And yet here somehow he goes on the attack because with this approach of Rambam, we could take the entire Tanakh and turn it into a...
Does Rambam sit down flowing for when they're Mar Nevuah?
No.
Just whenever he feels like saying it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean the disrespect.
Look at this. Look, read the very beginning. Radas, Agimo. He goes to different shittas in this. Do the Rabban Ezra, Rabban Bachem, and Parsha Mephiim, Yitzu Shoei, Kozer Mar Nevuah, Shnibe Lo Kila Hashem, Oyem Lo Kach, Nibe Lo Kila Yaisu Esam. The fire, when it's about Hashem is cool, when he cracked us up and finished over the war, yes, it was more on the old way, ha-ha-chomim and ha-cham ba-ila. Eich, nosnu, gura ke-lenos kazot b'sikura levi'im. What, you make a general kind of statement, sweeping generalization? If yes, on Pesach, pochos, la-hakech, tuti, ha-sikura, v'loim, as a red man, the war, nifal ha-dinyo, v'zeh, the fire, ish kol ha-yashu ba-ila. You want to end the line? You can go ahead and do whatever you like, say whatever you like. Says the Rabbana. Oh, and yes, the dog of the Chinas Reis and Leibes. Now I don't know what to do there. Well, now I need to the fire. And then the Chalayim Tzivi Arad. Come, Asher, and Rosh, and the Vacher. And built his arm, Kula Yadmar, and the Gua. Yishai, and take Shinova, because then Yishayo. Ekab al Anavi, and Batav, and Tel Avey, the famous chapter in Yishayo. The Christological chapter, they were crazy over there. The Christian church. Vayam, Hashem, Yilai, Kroash, Mom, Maher, Shalal, Chish. So, Lola, Abel, Azeh, and Yibiyo. Again, in the Cheskel, and on and on and on, and he writes, I'm down towards the bottom, Umina Sabi Yadena Abchira Azois, who gave us the right to go ahead and interpret Psukim in such a fashion. And therefore, he's trying to find a criteria. Therefore, he says, Alkela Marti, next column, I'm just going quick to help you don't mind. Shameke Sachete Chameo Mika Zeh, who inhale Akosu Sheyev and Nasakim Lepoal. What's the proof? Lies in the pudding. What is the pudding? If the Pasuk says that this is what happened, then this is what happened. She'az ein lanu lozuz nipshuto v'lo lasal suros v'lo galos ponim b'psum v'shalik ha'alocha. So he accused the Rambam of not doing something so nice.
Can we say it was in the Mara? So like, not exactly.
Chas v'sholom, what did you say, what you said?
Because he meant it for them.
And then I have another box I put in. V'lo kidach ha'rabi b'neza, ma'rab ha'meire, ki hu be'emez zima ba'avoyim plili. He accused the Rambam of being a criminal. Criminal activity that Rambam ibn Ezra engaged in. Lachet truly aksumit. The incoat nasa laem, if we're going to do this, paso yis pase atzaras paksumim kulin. We can just take the whole Navi, the whole Tanakh, and make what? Plaster out of it. Legals ben pirushim, machish amitosam. Chas v'sholom, we should not take the words of the Navi in a little kind of way. Okay, so this is my way of introduction to this topic. One of the most famous topics in Tanakh. How to take the actions that are done by Nabiim. And the truth of the matter is that really the Ramban is beautiful. Because it comes out of Ramban says, myself is in the body. Understand by making one comment, which you should be familiar with. I assume you are familiar with. Namely, what we do based on the Gemara and Huri is based on the Gemara Croesus. I imagine you also probably saw in your days. That is before the Malach went ahead and did what he did to you. So the Gemara Nida. Rosh Hashanah night, Daniel, since you are Baruch Hashem, you have graced us with your presence. Akkoyin HaGolo Me'echo. We have a colleague here, also Akkoyin HaGolo Me'echo.
And
I'm steering the
Obey.
What?
Steering
the Obey. Why is it steering the Obey? Anyway, so Daniel, so what you do on Rosh Hashanah night, I assume you do it. Namely, Simoni. You do Simoni on Rosh Hashanah night. Simoni. Etc. Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about? So, the Shana about the Bracha, I spoke about it. Anyway, what's that based on? So the Hayyotim said it's based on this Ramban. Namely, I won't call it Maisa of a similar body, but the actions that we do, you want it to be a similar, a portent for the future. Namely, we should have a happy, sweet, healthy, have a kind of how we're going. Dip the apple in the honey, make a bracha loud and clear. Shana tova, what else to say?
I told you to come.
Have a sweet and healthy, happy year, mashu kazeh. Anyway, so that's the vice of a single of the moment. That's exactly what you saw, Rabbi. Yes? Things that we do can have an unbelievable impact. You know an amazing concept? It's a concept of Piyashkabas HaTeru, which is to say, okay, in the hands of a Navi, someone like Avraham Avinu, or Yitzhak Avinu, or Yaakov Avinu, we understand it. But in the hands of maybe of Daniel, it could also be someone like you, a young man, Yitzhak Hashem, a buddy, Ben Tera, Malach Hashem Zokos, hopefully, a Kodesh, Alavai. So maybe you can have that kind of Avisha Deva, we're ready to forget about it. He is shachuk. He is, you know what shachuk means? Worn out. You're a young man. And it would be, it's incredible Ramban. That the actions of the person can have a major impact. Of course, you have to be about Madrega. We've spoken about, we haven't discussed yet, the B'nai Amaliyah, we're going to get to that. You have to go to another school for many years, get a PhD in the Ruah before you see the Ruah to become actually the Madrega of these Levim. But anyway, here the very fundamental Machlokes of Rishonim that I thought you should be aware of. And this topic itself needs probably a whole course. Just this topic that I discussed tonight. That's what I do here. We discuss the Yom Nevuah. We're trying to become the being. So this is like Navi school, Abdul. Anyway, 101. Navi 101. And we want you to take it. To say there, Shekoyach, I don't know what happened.